All right, now there's a good tune. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Chris Sill. We've got Tony Covington on the line, and I think Buddy has a question up here. Buddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Buddy, quickly, what's your question for Tony?
Realize we're in the cellar and we're not going to come out for a while, but I'm a diehard ACC fan too.
Okay.
Well, Mike Rocco, I realized when Nick Saban came and said that Sims was going to be his quarterback if it wasn't for A.J. McCarron, he transferred.
Yep.
Why is he not quarterback in Virginia when there's so many weapons out there? And I watched him this Saturday. I mean, he needs a chance to get out there and show himself.
Okay.
I mean, there's no way that y'all can all agree that there's not time to pull Sims out there and show us what he's got.
All right, Tony, what do you think of that question?
I think here's where the rubber meets the road. Sims still doesn't know the entire offense.
Yeah.
There is no question that he is a big-time talent. As the radio guy looking at the game, 42-7 at halftime, I would love to have seen him quarterback the entire second half when, you know, he was still out there with the starters. Late coming in, fourth quarter, it was mop-up time. But you still have seen the glimpses of what he can do. You don't want to shorten the playbook because it does make us predictable, and we can't afford to be predictable.
Right.
But I do think that he needs a shot. I mean, I look at just some of the throws that Mike did miss. I was like, wow, I know Mike wish he could have had that ball back. You know, there was probably two or three different passes that weren't difficult throws that he was not able to make it, and I've seen him make it. I think you have to be careful as the Virginia coaching staff and just, pulling Mike and just throwing Sims in there, as the starter, because, A, continuity in a team, and Mike does have a full command of the system because he's been in
yes.
for 2 years now.
I agree with that.
Hey, Tony, we're definitely going to have you back during the season. One of the things we always ask is favorite moment. We may not have a favorite moment as a Wahoo. We may not have time for that tonight because we do want to ask you about TCU. I know they're a very good football team. What else do you know about the Horned Frogs?
Well, they haven't really broken them down for this week's analysis, but just, they present a tough matchup for us, man. They are a tough football team. So it's definitely going to be a tough matchup for us this week.
Now they're back to a more traditional offense, right? You don't have to at least prepare for that triple option thing.
Thank goodness we don't have to prepare for that anymore.
Thank God the flex bone is dead.
I don't want to see that spread option again until next season.
All right, Gary Patterson has been there 12 years. They typically have had good quarterback play and lots of skill players at wide receiver. Don't you think this, even though they're talented and all that, don't you think this actually lends itself more to the type of defense Virginia is used to having to play? And at the same time, offensively, don't you think Rocco and Sims and every combination of offensive player, don't you think we have a better chance this week of actually demonstrating what we really can do?
Well, it's all in the preparation this week. As coaches always say, I know it's a cliche, but you play how you practice. My hope is that what our coaches have done, they briefly looked at the tape, okay, Georgia Tech, let's burn it. Now let's focus on TCU. This is what we can control. My hope is that they're going to have the guys ready. The guys are going to take it on themselves to say, you know what, we really were embarrassed ourselves out there last week and performed awfully. So this week is personal to us. It's not a conference game, but at some point it's about pride. This is a sport that is a gladiator sport, man. And, you got to love it in order to be able to play it and play it at a high level. It's a physical game. And we have to just get to being a physical Virginia football team. We do have the weapons, but we got to make sure that we take care of that business. TCU, they're going to bring whatever they bring. They have a great reputation in what they do. Coach Patterson is an extremely veteran coach and has had success wherever he's been. But ultimately, the things that we control is what we do offensively, defensively and special teams. And we got to come to bear and just be ready to put those things in the forefront and play at a high level.
All right, we have got to jump to our bottom of the hour break. Tony, thank you for visiting with us, and we will definitely bring you back later in the season, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tony Covington. That was excellent analysis. All right, who's talking? It's going to go to break. We come back. We've got John Copper. Please stay with us.